So, America is in its present condition because we turned our back on God. And in so doing, we abdicated our duty to keep the republic. Consequently, we're reeling under His hand of judgment. To fully understand why our plan is laid out the way it is, we need to begin at the goal, the target, the bullseye. In repenting of our neglect, God has allowed us to see clearly that to return righteousness to the public square, we must enforce the Constitution. We must hold our elected servants to the law. We must cause them to legitimately work within the bounds of the Constitution or face criminal consequences. That is the bullseye, Constitution enforcement. But how? By force? Should we take up arms to arrest our criminal servants? As tempting as that may seem to some, that would be breaking our highest law, and we'll never enforce it by breaking it. No, this is one of the many beauties of our Constitution. The founders crafted into it the two tools that give us the capacity to enforce it. Unfortunately, those two tools, although still in the law and available to us, have long been forgotten and laid aside. In order to enforce the Constitution, we must reinstate those two tools in each and every county. But how? In each county, we must politely demand of our elected servants that they pass ordinances declaring these two tools to be fully operational there. You're probably now asking, well, how will we accomplish that? As with any elected legislative body, the elected county servants will need to know that we the people are speaking to them in no uncertain terms. We'll have to remind them in a number of different ways that they work for us. We are the boss, and we want these ordinances passed into law. To ensure that we the people are heard by our county servants, we'll first have to accomplish two initial actions. Get big and get educated.